The Protectors Podcast. We're back. This is the third on the road interview this week in South Carolina. I'm here with Donnie, and Donnie is with the Upstate Warrior Solutions, but he also has his own business and he's a veteran. So lots of things to talk about today. Welcome to the show, Donnie. What's going on?
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. So just to start off, yes, Upstate Warrior Solution. We're a nonprofit organization to help veterans and first responders and their families. We started off as helping veterans, but as we move forward, we found a need for first responders also. One of the big things about first responders, whenever they leave the job or retire from the job, there are really no resources for first responders. Unlike the military, at least there's something. There's a lot of support groups and organizations out there. But you can talk about first responders, there's really nothing. So now we're moving forward into the first responder / veteran direction. And the family members.
You know, this is your first podcast.
Yes.
And coming in the doors today, you know, when I come to nonprofits and especially with the veteran community and stuff like that, I'm not used to what to expect. And I didn't know what to expect from you and what to expect from the facility. And I'm trying to explain what I see here today. And it's something I've never seen before, ever, in the veteran community. It truly is a one-stop shop for a veteran. And there's a sense of community here. And you know, that word gets thrown out a lot, community. But here is when you walk in the door, a crisp, clean atmosphere, the artwork, the aesthetic, everything is very welcoming. Everybody meets welcoming. But when you're talking about like a one-stop shop for veterans, you're really talking about you go upstairs, there's a place to talk to someone about mortgages, there's lawyers, there's realtors here, there's a chiropractor, there's employment, you have so many different partners. I mean, trying to explain this to someone is pretty interesting.
Yeah, and it's not an easy thing to do because you gotta get buy-in from the community. You have to get, you know, have different partners, different sponsorships, especially in the nonprofit organization world. This place cannot exist without the help of different organizations and businesses and partnerships that we have.
Now, you were a veteran, you were in Desert Storm, and we were talking, and when the really cool thing is like you're walking down the downstairs area, and it's two floors, three floors.
It says two floors.
Two floors. There's a humongous map. And on that map is like the world. And you can put poke pins on where you've been and where you've served. And to look at that map and see where how many people have come in through this building and served, including yourself, it's a neat experience.
Oh, yes. It is. It's when you visually get to see the map and see the pins on there. And each pin has different colors, represent different branches. It's pretty cool to see it.
I keep bringing this up about this building is because it kind of gives me like a weird chill factor. It's because, you know, when I got out of the service the first time, it was 96. And the thing about getting out of the service back then was, it was like, hey, you know what? Here's 2 weeks out processing. Good luck. No resources, no internet back then. This was like, I remember getting a certificate for, I could do Windows 95 and I could do email. And I was like, oh, this is the best thing ever. But there was no resources like this. Even when I got back from the war in 06, there was no resources like this. This is truly one of the first things I've ever seen like this. And coming from the DC area, if someone knows something like this in the DC area, feel free to tell me, but I've never seen anything like this. And here I'm in Greenville, South Carolina.
It just takes a lot of partnership, even through the VA. You know, we partner with the VA and we have a lot of inside connection with the VA. And that makes a big difference too, you know, to guide, because there's a lot of information that people don't receive. And by being connected to the VA, we can help push those information to the individuals, especially when they need assistance. We know who to contact, we know who to guide them through, and we know each step that they need to take to get whatever stuff they need through the VA.
One thing I expected when I came in here was just to be able, I really assumed wrongfully that it would be like, oh, you know what? If someone's going to be talking about a disability, they're going to come in here and you're going to help with the claim. But it's well beyond that.
It is well beyond that. Of course, you know, we are now trying to help with veteran suicide. So we do ask the tough questions to some of the veterans that come through about veteran suicide, because we want to prevent, you know, the veteran suicides. We don't want to ask the questions when it's too late. You know, yeah. You have to ask them up front, especially when someone's coming to us now. It's a good time to talk about it.
And that's the cool thing about having, like, the faculty you have here, the people here, the administrative staff, the staff, is being able to ask the tough questions and to get to these points before it gets to that critical point. There are areas here that are very different than I expected too. And I keep saying different than I expected because I really didn't know. But you have a library area, you have areas where you could break out rooms. You have areas that if you want to come here and you work on something, it's really, like, to me, it's quiet. It's peaceful. It's not a lot of hustle and bustle. There's a place to go here to clear your mind.
Yes. Very true. And it's comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, you want to feel comfortable when you're sitting somewhere, especially when you're trying to think, you're reading a book, you got some work to do. You got to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And Donnie, seeing this is your first podcast, I keep saying it because I love, you're the third person I've interviewed this, maybe the fourth person I've interviewed this week that's their first podcast, and getting into an area. We're right now in a breakout room. And if anybody knows anything about podcasts, you need quiet. And right now you could drop a pin and you can't hear anything. I mean, it's just, there are areas in this building where you can clear your mind. You could read a book. You could write. There's an art area. And I'm not getting paid for this, but I could sell this building all day long. And I want people to understand that something like this should be in every state, at least over the states, multiple facilities. Yes. Like this, because how many millions of people have served in a GWAT alone?
Yep.
You know, the GWAT alone is what, 2.5 million people served. And then, you know, you backtrack into the, obviously the World War II generations, it's pretty much out there. Mm-hmm. Korea, Vietnam, and you have so many people that have served since that could still use a facility like this. You don't necessarily have to have served in war. You could have served anywhere, peacetime, wartime, Cold War time, anytime, and still use a facility. You're a
Absolutely.
Veteran. Yeah.
Yep.
So, Donnie, the other reason I want to talk to you today is very important to me. It's firearms.
Oh, yeah.
And just like, I know we're randomly going from you know, a veterans resources type center to firearms. But the reason I want to talk about that too is because what you did was you started a small business and selling firearms. And the thing is, a lot of people want to do the same type of thing.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need to have a storefront. You really just need to have some place that's secure and you can have your FFL and you can work out of. So, I mean, obviously you've been into firearms for a while. You and I both enjoy building, mm-hmm. you know, especially the Arrow Precision platforms and everything. When did you take that next step into saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to start my own small business.
So while working for Upstate Warrior Solution, I'm always talking to all my coworkers about firearms, and they see some of the stuff that I built. So one of my coworkers one day said, you know what? You should just get an FFL and start your own business. You know, light bulb went off. I'm like, you know, that's not a bad idea. I started looking into it. The next thing I know is I apply for FFL. Then, you know, once you start doing that, you got to look at other things. You know, you got to get your federal ID.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got
to. Well, let's go really intricate in here. Let's do this. Let's go. Did you start an LLC first?
Yes, actually, that's right. It's fairly easy for the state of South Carolina. You just jump online, fill out the information. I submit it, pay the money, and literally within 10 minutes, I receive a LLC certification.
Yeah.
Once I do that, then I think I got an EIN after that.
Mm-hmm.
And
EINs are really easy because I have my own small business. I mean, and you're going to the IRS and you're going to the website and you're filling in. You're saying, I got an LLC. And the next thing you know, you have an EIN.
Yeah. Everything's done online. You don't have to leave your house. You know, it's just really quick. Get the EIN, and then I start having to look at your local city. If you live in the city, your local city business license, your state of South Carolina reseller's license too. So I look at those, file for those, and came about May of this year when everything came to. And because the FFO won't get approved until I have a occupancy permit from the city that I live in and with the city business license. So once I got that information, they actually emailed ATF agent at the time, said, hey, you know, he's going to be approved. Then he submitted the paperwork and then my FFL came.
Now you have to have like a, you could do this out of your home with a secure location or you need a safe or?
Yes. I'm not sure whether that's required, but when the ATF agent comes to sit down and ask, do an interview and talk about how to do the process, they ask you a bunch of questions. And some of the questions is for security reason. You know, you got cameras, do you have an alarm system? Do you have a safe? Those kind of things.
How long do you think the process took altogether?
Getting the FFL took less than 3 months. Wow. So the ATF agent came to the house probably in about at a 2 month point, maybe. And the interview and the process, going over the process, probably took about an hour and a half. And once he or she is done, then you'll probably see FFL in the next 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. I was thinking like a year.
No, it's really quick.
Now, the other thing, too, when it comes to this is marketing. You know, this is you're the second person I talked to today. We talked to Ken Brock from Brock Knives. And we're, you know, your background is military and law enforcement. We're not really salespeople.
No, we're not.
So marketing is, it's a tough thing. Any lessons learned so far? I know you're kind of new into it, but.
It is tough. And I haven't really, I guess, trying to build a website, right? Well, a couple of things fall in line, right? You can't really have a website unless you have products. And working out of a house, you don't have a whole lot of products. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, if you are really working off the budget that you have and the money that you have in your account. I didn't go out and get a huge loan. You know, all this is just kind of starting off with just a little bit of money. And you can do it with just a little bit of money and just work your way there. I think the biggest thing is really having the connection. Once you get your FFL and get your business license, you start connecting to wholesalers. So that way you can bring products in and that's when you can sell stuff.
How hard is it to contact the wholesalers? That's the other thing too, is like, so if I go onto your website and I've done this, so I have another couple of friends that do FFLs too. You have the drop down menus and you have a ton of different weapons, ton of different firearms. Do you have to go to each individual maker, like a Taurus, a Smith & Wesson, a SIG, or do you go to like a main wholesaler?
It is a main wholesaler. So there's a lot of them out there that actually would connect to a home-based business. There are some that said that won't do it unless you have a storefront. And you got to submit a picture of your storefront to them. There are a lot that would do it for home base. So, you would just, once you get connected to them, you submit all your paperwork, your business license, your FFL, your reseller's certificate, then they'll give you your login information and everything to that wholesaler site. And then you can go in there and be able to see what products you can get and how much you can get it for.
Oh, very cool.
Of course, there will be a manufacturer price that you can't sell below, obviously, because if you start undercutting one another, then their product, the manufactured product, is not going to be good. You know, then it will be out in the market for very cheap. So there is a cutoff point that you can't go below.
What is your driving factor behind this? Is it like, because like we all need something else when we retire. And you had a law enforcement career before this, right?
Yes. 26 years.
26 years. And then like the transition and finding the next mission. You come over here to Upstate Warrior Solutions. I'm sorry, guys. I'm tired. I keep wanting to say, whenever I see UW, I always want to think Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Like, you know. But no, you come over here to do this mission and you're working on that, but then you want something for yourself to start that business. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, driving factor is, when you retire, you got to try to find your happy place. And I think most people exiting out of, you know, in the first responder field, whether they're firemen, EMS, or law enforcement, it's hard to find your happy place once you've been in that line of work for so long. You just kind of feel out of place. And then coming here to Upstate Warrior Solution, everyone I work with are either, actually most of everyone I work with are either veteran or prior law enforcement, or my manager, he's a veteran and a fireman. Right. So we all have this kind of same mindset. We all get along. We all cut up. We all mess with one another, you know. So I feel like at home here. And then, you know, with my law enforcement background, I was also on a SWAT team for 9 years. I really love playing firearms. And that's my happy place. So it's both, you know, dealing with the people here is my happy place. And then dealing with firearms is my happy place.
Let's talk about your happy place. You can have a pistol, a rifle, and a shotgun. What's your pistol?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know you were going to tough questions.
No, I didn't know. So I would say a SIG 226 would be my pistol.
Okay.
Carry that for most of my career. A rifle? That's a good question. I recently built an Arrow Precision 300 Blackout, 16-inch barrel, in like a black camel.
Okay.
That would probably be my rifle. I love that thing. Shotgun, I like old school Remington X70.
Yeah.
Carried that for many years, and I just like the feel of it. I carried a Mossberg, too, for a little while, but out of the two, I think I like the Remington better.
Yeah. Arrow Precision builds, and I don't know what it is about it. It's just such an easy rifle to build.
It is.
Like, I did the 300 Blackout, but I think that, was it the 10.5-inch barrel?
Mm-hmm.
And the pistol, it is.
Yeah.
And then I built a 308 AR-10, and then also two of the 9mm. What are the AR-9s? Or EDC? What do they call them?
PCC? Right? PCC?
Yeah, they're AR-9s, like PCC. Like, Arrow has, like, a different name for them, but Arrow is just, they're such an easy build, man. They're smooth, too.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of triggers did you put in?
Rise Armament.
Yeah, me too. Rise Armament. Incredible triggers.
Yeah, good triggers. Very good and smooth. And that's in most of my ARs. Mm-hmm. I've been dropping them in there.
Yeah, same here. Have you thought about competition shooting yet?
I have not.
And you're probably going to have to this next year.
Yeah.
Let's talk about competition shooting. I'm going to tell everybody about this. When I got out of law enforcement, when I was getting out, I'm like, I need to find something that's going to be fun. So I started doing pistol competitions, and I tell everybody right now, I'm like, if you're prior, current, or whatever law enforcement, it's just a great sport.
Okay.
So, and that 226 would be perfect for it. You could really, I would suggest, you know, pistol competitions. And if you want me to, I'll come down here. We'll shoot some pistol competitions. Oh,
yeah. That'd be great. So what is your choice between the pistol, rifle, and shotgun?
Well, lately I've kind of been all over the place when it comes to pistols. My primary gun for 20-something years in the feds was mostly Glock 19. Glock 19's, you know, nice. I mean, it's good for work. It's a work gun.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got out, I got a SIG 320 Legion X5. Started doing competition with that because it's a nice, solid gun. Then I went to a Walther PDP. But now I'm going old school. I got a SIG 1911 Scorpion 45.
Nice.
That's my pistol. I love that pistol. You can shoot it just as good with your left or right hand or whatever with that gun. Rifle, I would go with. So I got a Geissele Super Duty.
Okay.
I love that rifle. AR, it's a 5.56. And then for shotgun, I have a Mossberg 930.
Okay.
JM Tactical. And I love that gun, man. And I grew up with a Mossberg 500 riot gun back in the day when I was a kid. And then, you know, duty was always Remington 870s.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in a BP and stuff like that, we had the shortened scatter gun technology. I can't remember. So we'll have to correct me with that one. I love 870s. I have one at home for my pump gun. But that semi-auto, you know, Mossberg is just incredible, man.
Yeah, I haven't done what I guess they call it, AR-12. You know, some people call it. I haven't shot any of the AR-12s yet, so I can, you know. I would like to try that out just to see what it's like.
I would too.
Yeah.
I've seen them everywhere.
Yeah.
They're
fairly cheap too.
What's your next build?
You know, I was just talking earlier. I actually have a binary trigger at home that's been sitting there for a year now, still brand new. You ever shot a binary trigger?
No.
Love it. It's a blast. I have one in my AR-9. So you pull the trigger, it fires. You release the trigger, it fires. So it's almost like a two-round burst.
Uh-huh.
It's a blast to shoot. And it's not illegal.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have a Franklin Armory binary trigger for AR. So I'm thinking, I was just talking earlier, man, I need to do something with that trigger. Maybe I need to build another AR and drop the trigger into it. I just don't know what caliber yet. I've got about three 300 blacks and maybe about 4.556. So I'm not sure.
I keep looking at 6.5 and I'm like,
I have a SIGCROWL 6.5.
Yeah, I'm kind of. Because I have a Remington 700 308, and then I got the AR-10, and I'm like, I kind of want something different. Maybe I should just concentrate on something other than buying guns right now. But yeah, so obviously we could purchase local from Greenville from you. Do you ship?
I do, but obviously if it's
FFL,
FFL to FFL.
Yeah.
So if you're up in DC, I'll ship it up to DC to you.
Okay.
To another FFL.
There we go. How do we find you?
You can actually search for Mantle Deer Arms, MANTODEA, and they'll have my contact information online. You can just shoot me an email, and I will. You just tell me what you're looking for. I will look up, give you a quote to see what I can get it for.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming here.
And everybody, make sure you check out Upstate Warrior Solutions. I said it right for once because I'm looking at my notepad. And definitely check out Donnie's shop. And Donnie, I'm looking forward to talking to you more in the future.
Absolutely. Same here. Thank you.